I have the one and only Lloyd Davis. What on earth are you doing in Nottingham?
I'm about to perform. I'm about to do my show about my American trip in March. So I did a trip coast to coast from San Francisco to New York from the 1st of March to the 31st of March, solely through my online social network. And when I got back, I thought, what can I do with all of this? Can I write a book? No, that's too hard. Can I stand up and talk about it and play the ukulele? Yes, that feels about easy enough for me to do. And so I did a few shows in London, and tonight is its premiere outside the capital in the splendid Antenna in Nottingham.
So I'm sure you're going to enlighten us all here, but what have you learnt most about social media over the last sort of, I'm going to say 5 years, because it's
yeah,
probably sort
it's
of
at least that.
You know,
it was early 2005 when I started podcasting, and that yeah, that's oh my god,
it is,
that's
it's,
five six
it's
years
weird,
ago.
Isn't it?
It's been a long time.
When Twitter emerged and Facebook emerged and deciding whether you go on those or not, but initially, especially for media makers, it was the media that you were making before that.
Yeah, and just a different, an easier way of distributing it. And but what I didn't bargain for was that it would connect me with so many interesting, crazy people who were doing the same things, and the people who were who were thinking the same things and doing the same things, and that network would be extended all over the world.
I think the continuity of it as well is something that I really like. I mean, it's, you know, from a touring background, that disconnection of going from one project to another project to another project with people you work with, all of a sudden there's this thread that connects you together.
We've got colleagues all over the place. I mean, the lovely thing on this trip was that I ended up, you'll hear later, I ended up in on a farm in Maine with my friend Neil Foley, who is literally one of my oldest social media friends, because he listened to my very first podcast on New Year's Eve 2004 and said and commented on it. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it was positive enough for me to do another one the next day.
And it is how paths cross, because I mean I think I first discovered your theatre blog.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Which
was a crazy idea I had one afternoon.
Sort of looking for people who were sort of blogging about theatre. Yeah. And I think, you know, being in touch with at Phil Campbell and Christian Kay documentally, and just seeing Lloyd Davis as one of the tweeters that was coming past, connecting for purpose is something that I've always seen. I know there was quite a long time before I think I had a contact around. For goodness sake, I think we should connect.
It's a weird thing. There are
watching people's journeys, you kind of feel quite connected to people.
Yeah, it's amazing. And that's the challenge for me in a thing like this is how do I make something which is essentially just me wandering around the USA relevant to a bunch of entrepreneurs in Nottingham. So we'll see.
Yeah, I think social media in action.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, Lloyd.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.